Yep, yep, yep. Clap it up. It's your boys. We are here. First episode of MOP, and we are ready to make it funky as a bitch in this motherfucker. Y'all motherfuckers don't even know. We got the boys. We got Sad Boy motherfucking Mike in this bitch. We got Av motherfucking Sad Boy Av in this bitch. And we got Sad Boy P. And just so you bitch ass niggas know, we came here to make people sad and upset and spread information. This is Mop, nigga. Yeah, did my thing on the intro. Not gonna lie. Every time. Gotta be a little outrageous. What's up, niggas? How you doing?
Shit, I'm doing good, actually.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty well.
First fucking episode of this dumbass podcast. Mildly Offensive Podcast.
If only they knew how many takes this took.
This is take number three?
Actual recording number three. Take number
two. It's take two. Yeah. Well, not take two, but it's attempt number two. Yeah, let's not talk about our errors.
Yeah.
We'll talk about a lot more.
Talk about errors, I won't even be here. I'm a mistake.
Yeah.
I was born on the freeway where most accidents happen.
Wait, where are you?
No.
Oh, I thought you were like born in like the back of a car, like on some movie.
That would be gangster.
You seem like a taxi baby.
That's crazy. Why a taxi, Chris?
Because he's a gypsy.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know.
That's not even like.
No, that has nothing to do with us.
But it still works.
Canonically racist. It's just his work.
Niggas get it.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? This is the Mildly Offensive Podcast.
I thought you were going to pause like they could answer you.
Because that makes sense. How?
I don't know.
Like Dora used to do when you was watching the show. What does that do over there?
How you guys doing today?
Swiper, no swiping. What was your favorite part?
When you thumb my dick.
That was my part too.
Why do I feel like all of us have said some obscene random shit to Dora when she asks you a question?
Every single fucking time. Having it's to like babysit and sit through that shit.
That's weeding
out
the
trouble.
What was
your favorite part? When I died inside.
Me too.
Yeah, you just got to weed out the trouble, bro. That's how they weeded out the trouble children.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Ones that are fucked up now.
All right, so what is this? Why are you listening to us? We've just been rambling already. What this is I don't fucking know. We spreading misinformation or some shit. Having fun, talking about shit, living life.
Just getting our thoughts out there.
That's just the way it is.
Things are never the same.
He beat you to it.
He did.
Doug, yeah, I'm excited about the soundboard. All right.
Shout out, Andy.
Special shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah.
Andy Furnick.
Yeah. This one nigga.
Just one nigga that's our sponsor.
Has leveled us up.
But he's that guy. If there's a guy, he's the guy.
Clap it up for him. Oh, man. I'm gonna use the fuck out this soundboard. All right. Let's hello. My name's Sad Boy Micah.
Sad Boy Av here.
Sad Boy P sitting on the other side.
He's the non-black
the ocean?
One. He's the non-black. He's sitting on the non-colored side.
Yeah.
You guys are lucky we brought you over here.
You don't even have a country, no.
I'm just piggybacking off the whites.
Oh, man. Bro said, I'm going to use this to my advantage.
All right.
Very happy to finally actually get this shit off the ground. Cause
hear me out. Let's talk about this now, because I guess it's recent. And, you know, I'm kind of tired of talking about it because it's not coming out to in like another year from now. But GTA 6.
What's the
first thing you want to do in that game?
Oh, I think we all know.
I'm driving down that beach so fucking fast, dude. In the biggest truck I can find.
Yes.
A fucking...
Also, we're going to reenact the strip club shootout. Like a real one. Like a real hood one. Damn. Like some shit that'll really... You know what I mean?
I'm trying to be Drake. Yeah. Just get a bunch of money, give it to the guard, kick the door open.
You think you could throw bottles at niggas on there? That'd be funny.
That probably would be great. Just fucking pick up whatever and just fucking chuck it at him.
Get to a big ass strip club fight because a nigga chucked a bottle at your VIP. Hey, that might be fun.
It'd be Chris Brown. Them niggas getting in over there.
Gunshots ring out. Complete fucking mass shooting.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
No, I'm super excited for it, though. I know it's still a fucking year away, but how long have we been waiting on this game?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we can do another year.
I will be 31 when that game comes out.
Yeah. When I played GTA 3, which is the one that, like, really got me into
Isn't that one
GTA.
Overhead, or is that the first one that
wasn't
overhead?
No, that's the first one that wasn't overhead. The first one on PS2.
I played the overhead ones.
I think I played something like a demo or some shit on the PS1 of the overhead one, but I didn't really, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't really click with me until I could see.
It felt like
an
old school fucking arcade game with the joystick and shit like that. I mean, it was cool. I mean, it was same shit, but
it was such a big jump. I think that's what it was. It wasn't like they went from that to like 2D side scrolling or something. That would have been more of a natural progression, but they went from that to straight up 3D big ass city.
Right.
And that was pretty remarkable for what.
At the time, that game, I remember playing that game being like, oh, this is so fucking real. Yeah. Look at these cars and shit like that.
Came out in 2001, which means that I was like 7. And that means I've been playing GTA for 23 years.
I definitely been playing GTA a lot longer than we should have been playing it.
Yeah.
I was too young to play GTA.
It honestly, based on the ratings of video games, we should have only been just playing this shit like maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That should have been our first one.
Should have been our first one 10 years
not
ago.
Not Vice City, not fucking San Andreas.
Literally GTA 5 should have been our first GTA. If, you know, if it was up to
which
the
version,
ratings.
Though? The first one that came out on PS4, Xbox, 360.
Yeah, that one came out in 2013.
Or the rehash one when it came out for like PS4 and fucking, did I say PS4 before?
Yeah, you did.
Did it come out on PS3 PS4? Or
it
PS4?
Came out on, it came
I think
out
it came out on PS3.
It came out on PS4.
No, it came out on PS3.
No, PS3, then PS4.
And then it came up on. Then they remastered it for PS4.
Yeah.
And then they remastered it again PS5.
And like then they added.
That's
the,
crazy.
We've
been playing the same fucking game for like 10 years.
And then technically, if you want to count PC, it wasn't on PC all the time. They had to port it on there too. All
right, let me just touch on PC niggas. Because after I got into an argument with whoever the fuck that nigga was in your comment section on Facebook Xbox not having any nominees for the game awards, I'm going to let this be known. I'm a PlayStation ass nigga, and I don't respect Xbox users. Y'all cool. Ain't no hate. Just realize that y'all not that great, bro. Y'all niggas be talking the most shit. We get it. You like Tech 9 and fucking Android phones.
No, it's very true. I've ran this by so many people I know.
Hitting your bitch. We get it.
Exactly. I've ran this by so many people I know.
Y'all say what y'all want. Mountain Dew is fire. Code Red, a bag of Doritos, and Halo.
Nigga, I know you passed
that wasn't
the
somebody.
Fuck out of Kidney Stone, nigga. No, like that ass though. Like I feel like I could do a study on this because I really feel like there's a correlation between people who own Androids and people who are Tech 9 fans and also people who own Xboxes.
And a brain deformity, right?
Wait, what?
No, I'm kidding, bro. I'm just being a dick.
No, I feel like it's.
Xbox, you.
No, I ain't gonna lie though. Like,
Halo was fire. Halo was the best product of Xbox.
Oh, absolutely. It's what built the fucking console if we beat it. Because
I played Halo 1 through 4?
4 and Reach.
Reach
was before 4, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, I think it was. It was Halo 3, ODST.
ODST,
then
Reach.
Then Reach,
then
4.
4.
Four was the one. Because
four was when it wasn't Bungie anymore. It was like whatever.
343 Studios.
Was that the one where the dude had like the yellow helmet with the skull painted on it?
That was Reach.
That was Reach.
Okay. Yeah. Four was when they added some new alien race that were kind of like robots. I can't remember exactly what they were called. But yeah,
I might have not played four then.
Really? Four was pretty good. I remember that was like
four had the Promethean Knights and shit.
Yeah, that's what
the motherfucker like teleported towards you. It was like kind of the last game I had on 360 before I came back to the right side.
Yeah, it's true. No, I think that was actually the very last game I waited in line at GameStop for.
Bro, I'll never forget. I was playing Call of Duty with my uncle at my mom's house when I lived there. And my mom came in to yell at me, and she accidentally kicked my Xbox and left a ring on the fucking disc with Call of Duty. I was hurt.
Oh, I forgot that could happen.
Yeah, I never stood my shit up straight because I knew that shit would happen.
No,
I,
my it
shit
happened was sideways.
My mom just fucking kicked it. She came in and yelled at me, like, "Why you ain't do the dishes?" And I was just like, heartbroken. I was like, "Did you do that on purpose?"
She did. I ain't gonna lie, I'm buying an Xbox when that Blade game come out.
You lost me, bro. You lost me as a friend.
I don't give a fuck at this point. Look,
I don't want to hear that because I became your friend as an Xbox guy.
Yeah, see, you can't do me like that.
I can neither confirm nor deny these allegations.
No, we got him over to the right side.
Yeah, he on the right side.
Yeah, I feel like now he played more than his Xbox.
Absolutely, okay. I agree. Yeah, I play the PlayStation more than my Xbox.
But y'all got Game Pass and shit though.
That's Game Pass cool. is way better than PlayStation Premium. So much better.
Yeah, I'll give them that, but it's also kind of like
I guess
I also feel like PlayStation got too much actual heat to just be given away.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what
we got those exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's a quick question for you: if you woke up with superpowers for 24 hours, what would you do with them?
Crime.
Not 24 hours.
Crime.
Detailed. Tell me, how would you spend like not.
What are, okay,
just give me a turn by turn how you would spend your day. You woke up.
I mean,
with
I guess it depends
your
on
your ideal superpower.
Yeah, what powers
your,
do I have?
Your own ideal superpowers that
my
you would
own
create.
Ideal superpowers?
Yeah, so tell me what superpowers you would have and how you would.
I'd want to be like a magic user who can like warp reality and shit. So I feel like I would just make my life exactly what the fuck I want to make it. I'd be rich. All my friends and family be in good health.
Okay, Doctor Strange ass nigga.
No, dead ass. I mean, why not? That's like the most. That's like the best. If you can warp reality, that's the best. Like, you can do anything because you can literally change what's real and what's not.
All I want is the ability to fly. I'm going to make, like, a whole event where everybody is like, yo, come here at this exact time in these coordinates. I'm going to come out the air, unuse my powers, and just...
Oh, man.
Forever staying. I'm fucking ruining people's lives. I'm going to traumatize every single person there.
I think it would be more traumatizing if you hit the ground, made everybody freak out, and then get up like you're fine, like nothing happened because you're fucking invincible.
Yeah, like maybe people don't know that. Maybe people don't know you have powers, and they're like, what the fuck?
Because then you really just freaked them the fuck out, because not only did you traumatize them from seeing a death, then you woke up, and they was like, what the fuck?
Woke up and then fly off.
But you got to say something obscene.
I become a
like
god.
You gotta say something obscene as fuck. Like, vote yes on H1N1 and just fucking fly away. Or don't eat the fucking lasagna from the Toyota-thon.
Hey yo, that vape from Family Dollar got my neck twitching. Boy.
Don't take the mango vape from Family Tree and fly away.
Be convulsing and shit. Foaming at the mouth, saying this. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I would do crime, though. Well, I guess if you change reality, it wouldn't really be crime. You just make it out. You want to make it.
All right. Realistically, I'd just be having, like, the powers of Jumper, just teleport and shit like that. Maybe Nightcrawler, I guess. I'd rob a bunch of banks.
I was going to say, what would you do with that power?
I would just rob a bunch of banks. I'd get my life super comfortable, and I'll live in Japan.
Yeah.
Fuck
nobody
yeah.
would see me anymore. And I would also rob a bunch of drug dealers that are weed. You know what I mean?
You know what's even cooler
just pop
about
up.
That?
Gotcha, bitch.
Leave.
Find me.
Oh, God. What you going to do? If you happen to figure out where I'm at, you bust my crib, I'm just going to teleport across the fucking country.
I mean,
country.
You only get the power for 24 hours. But then again, what nigga is really going to find you in Japan?
Exactly.
Unless you're listening to this. In which case, I will be in Rome, not Japan.
Speaking of superhero shit, I mean, I guess is kind of in line with that. So, like, let's talk about this Jonathan Majors thing. So, with him, he told his
bitch, I need you to be Coretta Scott.
He told
on
his
the show,
white, he told his white girl that he needed her to act like Coretta.
Really?
Yeah. Like he told his wife, and I don't know why. I just think that in light of all this other shit, like, it shouldn't be funny, but it kind of is.
That's fucking hilarious, I'm gonna be honest.
Because, like, I don't
Deep
know.
Deep down, he knew. I'm fucking with this white bitch. I need to be careful.
That had to be it. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I don't see niggas do worse, so I feel like that nigga might have did it.
I'm Kang, bitch. He slapped the shit out of her.
Hey. Hey, I think that nigga did.
I slap you in a different fucking reality, bitch.
That's crazy.
Nigga said that wasn't me. That was my variant.
Oh God. That's yo. What if he used that as an excuse? It was actually an alternate universe, Kang.
Dr. Strange saw 1,000 possibilities, and I slapped your bitch ass in every one of them.
Hey, fuck you. Dog, what the fuck?
I'm wondering if this all preparation for him to do a biopic of, like, Ike Turner or some shit.
Not this is the promo run. SOC.
At the end of it, he's going to be like, coming soon. All
right, hold on.
Like,
speaking of terrible people.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta talk about Diddy for a second. Man. We gotta talk about Diddy in several ways. First question.
Diddy?
Theoretically, you have two kids. Boy and a girl. Who would you let babysit your kids? Diddy? R. Kelly? Or Joseph Kony?
I just feel like. So was Joseph Kony like killing me?
Explain to me who dude is. Hold on, wait.
He was like this African warlord who was like killing kids and shit and like putting.
He was recruiting kids.
He was recruiting kids.
Okay.
Then yeah, Joseph Kony. He ain't gonna fuck him. He wasn't treat him. You know,
he's gonna make him into fucking warriors.
Exactly. Cause I don't want my kids getting daggered. Unless it's with a dagger, nigga. I'd rather that nigga go out like that. I don't.
Far Kelly pisses on my kids, dude. We're fighting.
Now I'm pissing on him.
Absolutely.
I still think that clip where he was like.
I know what you're talking about.
Why a teenager? Like, what did he say? I don't quite remember. What did he say? He was like.
He said.
Why would you have sex with a teenager? Define a teenager.
No. It was underage. He was like, she was like, but you were having like sex or sexual relations with underage. He was like, define underage. It was underage, which is even worse, honestly. I just feel like, man, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how to hog tie nobody. How to hog tie somebody.
Oh, man.
That nigga country as hell. He know to hog tie some shit.
I remember that video of R. Kelly. He was in Africa. And he was singing to all the, he was singing to all the African women. He was like, why won't y'all come back to me, to America? Y'all remember that?
I do. No, vaguely. I do. Vaguely.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That all right, was the
back
thing.
To Diddy, though.
Oh, man.
That conversation with Kevin Hart, Diddy, and Usher.
Oh, that was so funny.
It's so wild, bro.
It's so funny.
Because Usher was just quiet. Yeah. Because he didn't want to say shit.
Kevin Hart called all of that. He was like, yo, what do you mean y'all was wrestling in the morning? Why was y'all waking
over
up?
Frosted Flakes.
Over Frosted Flakes. What's the age difference here? Like 13 years or something
or
crazy
the
like
breakfast,
that?
The Breakfast Club, when he was like, they was talking about 50. He was like, what's up with you and 50 Cent? He was like, I want to buy him clothes. He told me no. I just want to get him dressed.
Oh man, you know I believe everything they say bad about Diddy.
I believe so too. He blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Yeah,
fact that he played the Joker so well, that one Halloween, a few Halloweens ago,
he actually is him.
He's a fucked up person. No, he really is mentally the Joker. He just kind of just shifted and it just clicked.
Yeah, no, I really feel like
I think there should be a documentary called Surviving Diddy. Instead of making a band,
I guarantee you they
surviving
might
be the surviving Diddy.
You guys think he raped Biggie?
Nah,
I hope not.
I don't think he. I feel like he didn't have that. Yeah, me neither. I feel like he probably didn't. You know, he didn't have that pool back then. But I feel like that nigga. I seen a Facebook post. Somebody said that like how you started labeling everybody dead but you. I mean,
sacrifice.
You know. That's what the Illuminati's niggas would say, but nah, that's real shit though. Like, why would if you start a, I don't know, all them niggas dead. Yeah, I don't fucking get it. Well, been watching a few things on, just like you know, I've been trying to find new things to watch. Sometimes I get in the mood for like reality TV. Have y'all ever watched the show Down for Love?
Nope.
Have y'all heard of it?
Nope.
No.
It's basically like. A documentary / reality TV show. They're trying to, how can I put this? They're trying to make pairings and find love for people with Down syndrome.
Bro, that's exactly what I thought, and I'm so happy.
And
that's
called
what
Down for Love.
I'm so happy.
There's actually another one called Love. There's another one called Hey, no, there's another one. I know it's crazy. I seen it in your face. He was like, I hope this is what it is. I hope this is what it is. I hope this is what it is.
This is where this goes.
No, so there's actually another one called Love on the Spectrum, but Down for Love is just even funnier.
Wow.
But no, it's like, it's just like crazy because like I was it's just, it shouldn't be funny. It's kind of interesting, but like, you know, like there's some funny moments. Like they asked this one dude, he was like, you know, what are you looking for in a girl? And he was like, well, I need her to be, you know, pretty and nice and all that stuff. And then the interviewer asked him, like, well, why do you, you know, what drives you to want to find love right now? He was just, I just want to have sex. And I'm just like, yo, like, I just want to fuck. I'm just like, what?
Same, dog.
Hey, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like Down syndrome sex probably go crazy. Like, not, I just meant, like, between, like, if there was two people with Down syndrome having sex, I know that shit would go nuts. Because them niggas be strong. They gonna be fucking shit out of each other, boy.
I have nothing to say to this. I have absolutely nothing to say to this. That's nuts. Crazy,
they gonna be sex. They gonna be fucking the shit out of each other. And I bet them orgasms go crazy, boy. A lot of muscle spasms.
That's fucking muscle spasms wild.
Is just really detailed. Ew. All right.
Good job. Man. You nailed it out the park with
speaking
that.
Speaking of strong.
Speaking of strong sex.
I didn't say sex, but speaking of strong. Who do you think got the best hands in the NBA?
Draymond.
I know. Fuck that nigga.
Nah, he's
meta
a bitch.
World
nah,
peace.
He a bitch.
Meta world peace.
Meta world peace.
Meta motherfucking world peace. When he elbowed that nigga. Yeah,
he was beating the fuck out of everybody. He beat the fuck out of fans that day.
This is so funny.
I'm from Detroit, so let me bring up Malice in the Palace.
That would happen in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Dog, no, when that shit happened, when I forgot what team the Pistons was playing against, but there was a fight breaking loose between the players, and the announcer says, "Everyone, please stay in your seats." That nigga is torn like that. That organization is scarred from Malice in the Palace because they know niggas will get up and like, oh,
mm-hmm.
It's the same fucking truce of throwing a chair, like Boondock said.
Mm-hmm.
You throw a chair in a group of niggas, niggas might start fighting.
That's true. You seen what happened then. What was that, Alabama? Them niggas throwing chairs?
Yeah,
where they hit the chair.
Cracker Whackers?
Yeah, the Cracker Whackers. Yeah,
old, reliable.
No, like in the hand, I feel like Giannis would beat the fuck out of nigga.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's fucking, what, almost 7 foot, 6'11", or something like that?
You gotta talk about Isaiah Stewart, bro. The way that nigga was, like, a full linebacker coming, like, that nigga needs to leave the Pistons and come to the Lions, bro. We need you on the offensive line, bro, because ain't nobody getting a fucking sack on golf if you do that, bro.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
A lot of you probably don't know this, but I'm from Detroit. I'm a proud Lions fan, but I'm a Bucks fan, too. I spent my time here.
Right, I'm about to talk so much shit right now. That's just fun. Detroit jokes are funny. Fuck mainly you. The ones that are like, you can't have shit in Detroit.
I hate
you can't have shit in Detroit.
It's a motherfucker stole.
It's a beautiful city.
Motherfucker stole reality or whatever.
Motherfucker stole my shadow. You can't have shit in Detroit. Yeah, fuck like, you, bro.
I love Detroit, actually, as a city. I've been there. I love it there, actually. I was there for a family reunion. Apparently, I got distant cousins out there.
No shit.
Yeah. Welcome to the D, though.
Yeah,
I've never been to Detroit.
It's actually a really fucking cool city. I just like talking shit about it.
Yeah,
I mean it's pretty fucked up. Like driving through and like seeing all of the
abandoned houses and shit.
Poverty and shit.
It's actually pretty wild. But
there's some good spots. There's a lot of good spots.
No, there's a lot of
downtown
good spots.
Is fire. Every restaurant downtown is fire. Bro.
I went to some club down there like 4 or 5 years ago.
The liquor stores open till like 3 a.m. too. That's pretty dope.
Oh no, fucking last like call.
Every,
that's cool.
Yeah. It's like everywhere but here. I kind of hate it.
Yeah.
I was in Chicago.
We are stationed in Milwaukee, too, for the people who are listening that are not, like, in our immediate circle.
Yeah.
Hello, listeners. Thank you again for fucking with the Mildly Offensive Podcast. All right, continue. Wait. Actually, let's take this moment to have a commercial break.
Have you ever not felt so fresh down there? Have you ever just wanted to have the mint breeze hit you in the crack?
In that ass.
Right in the crack.
That ass.
That is.
Well, then you need to buy some dude wipes.
Dude wipes. Yeah. Clap it up.
Yeah.
Clean your ass with a fucking minty smell or shea butter or pumpkin spice.
When you wipe your ass, I'll go up in there a little bit.
What'd you say?
What do you mean a little bit? You just keep shitting your ass, bro?
No, I mean like, no, I mean like in the hole. I get up in there a little.
You got
like stick your finger in the hole. Yeah,
you kind of have to.
Yeah. I don't like.
I don't go deep.
Yeah, no deep, but oh, like okay. When I wipe,
finger in my asshole. You know, I'm not like on the right toilet there. Going.
Oh yeah, that's definitely some light skin shit.
You so light skinned, nigga. This nigga's like every time I take a shit, I orgasm because I know where my G spot is. My
that's OC as fuck.
I take a shit for pleasure.
Hey, my, I know I'm the shit, so I touch my shit. Hey, yo. Yeah. It's light skin ass, baby.
Oh. Oh, man. That's how I'm going to do my intro next week.
It's Perry does the next intro, then you do the next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no, that's cool. We can just take turns.
I think that's a good concept.
Yeah.
If you see us on the street and you like the idea of us just switching the intro every time, let us know. At some point, we may like have a thing where we'll get callers. If we start popping like that, we'll hit somebody up and like get your opinion if we fuck with you or not, whatever, you know.
I'm with that. I actually like that idea. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, get involved with the community. Maybe we may donate like some money to like a crackhead or something.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I wanna start a drug, not a drug dealing ring, but a crackhead fighting ring on Brady Street.
I think there's already one.
I think there's already one. It's
gotta be one.
But I want to make it.
They're fighting over a gun.
I want to make it more monetary for myself.
Oh yeah.
Start taking bets on it and shit.
Side bets.
Like the Don King of crack.
Yeah. Just start signing up with fucking Underdog or some shit like that, or sports book.
Like. What if you brought one of them niggas out the trenches? They became went to like the UFC and became like a champion or some shit.
I'm gonna need my money.
Oh God,
fucking Ricky.
I was gonna say Ricky.
I'll tear this whole shit down. I'll tear down. And you'd be a crackhead again, nigga. If it wasn't for me, I'd be a corrupt ass motherfucking promoter.
Don King ass nigga, Shug Knight ass nigga.
Oh God. Fucking no, no, just wave a little rock in their face, get their ass acting right.
Right. You want some of this shit? Right, you better yeah. do what the fuck I say,
oh,
dog.
God. Or you want to go back on this shit? You know, he trying to get clean and shit. You be like, hey, jingle, jingle, jingle.
Been slipping jingle, some jingle. In your food just to keep you addicted, dog.
That's crazy
that
work.
That is wild and crazy.
Crazy work.
Okay. That's wild. But, yeah, dude wipes.
Oh, man.
Official sponsor of the crackhead fights.
Please.
Man, what a tangent we went on.
Dog, we were talking about wiping our ass, going deep in there, and now it's just crackheads.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
But, anyways, dude wipes. Yeah,
they're,
this has been the commercial break. Dude wipes. Yeah, clap it up for dude wipes. I'm spamming this shit. I don't care.
Oh, we got a soundboard for a reason.
Exactly. X fucking exactly.
Yeah, I made it through November without nothing.
Top three porn stars.
Top three porn stars. I feel like Mia Khalifa's in everybody's top.
Nah.
Really?
Vince is mid.
Very mid.
She's very attractive, but
for the time that she was and the impact that she had and like what the five videos she's made.
It was
And then like the whole thing she went on afterwards where she started complaining on it and stuff like that.
Well no, she's just a model now.
I think she's like a sportscaster.
She's like a real big sports fan.
Yeah.
Real which is good fan. For her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I know Tiana Trump's in mine. For
I can't
sure.
Say I know her.
Oh, you've seen
her. This nigga Google search gonna go crazy.
he's all making right. a mental note right now.
Ray Lil Black. It's either Ray Lil Black or Lil Ray Black. I forgot, but. Ray Lil Black.
I think it's Ray Lil Black because I think Lil Ray Black is that dude from Get Out. Oh no, I think his name is Lil Ray.
You got it right.
Yeah.
He's like, and now you will start sinking.
You know the one black chick I like.
Oh,
I don't know
like,
her name.
Kira Noor.
Kira Noor, yeah, with the dreads. She's cute as fuck.
Yeah, Kira Noor.
I like that one.
I know that one. Callie Roses.
Okay.
She does the Argo face pretty fucking well. The fucking.
Oh, yeah.
And.
I like Riley Reid, too.
She's okay.
She say nigga.
Does she?
Did she say nigga?
No, there was like a whole thing.
Oh, you're
like,
right.
She was like rapping, but like she was saying it like She was very emphasized.
Oh, no, yeah. She was like making sure it was said. Yeah, I remember this.
They got on her ass for that. They got on her ass for that.
Like, just in case y'all didn't hear me.
Yeah, basically.
Violet Myers.
Yeah, she's good.
That's my top three.
Tickle bitties.
Let me see. Tiana Trump.
I want Asian, white, and black. Yeah, okay.
Tiana Trump.
There's others, but honorable mentions. But
Skin Diamond.
Skin Diamond, man, that's an OG one right there.
Exactly.
I miss when Pinky was, like, mentionable.
That's fair.
Y'all ever, what's the first porn y'all ever saw?
I don't even remember. I don't even think it was porn. It was probably like a Sears catalog.
It was a Sears
catalog. Actually, I can't remember the first porn I saw. I found magazines. An old porno with fucking magazines. It was a picture of, it was like a construction site, and it was fucking this bitch on the construction site. That was the first, my first experience of porn. I was like,
he probably wasn't being a construction worker after that.
I was like, this is what they do.
I was with my little cousin, I think, and then we found some cassette tapes in his mom's room, and we were watching it there. And we rewind it back. That's the fucked up part about cassette tapes. Like, not cassette tapes, but VCR tapes. You would have to rewind it back to the point it was so you wouldn't get caught. So you have to do the act of watching porn, sneaking to watch it, and then rewind it. And then put it back before they get, like...
Right.
Yeah. I kind of miss those days. I ain't gonna lie. I miss being able to, like, tape shit on TV.
Just...
I don't know.
Do you actually watch TV? Because I just watch back streaming service.
When I was a kid. I don't have cable. I haven't had cable in years.
I've never had cable my whole life.
It's dim. I might as well just pay for cable, bro. Because, like, all these streaming services trying to crack down and shit like that. Like,
yeah, but you would still pay streaming services to get, like, the shows that we watch.
Like, also, I would like to take this time to address... Mr. Av over here.
Damn, what I do?
You ain't bringing nothing to the table anymore. You have my Hulu. You have my Disney+.
Nigga, I gave you my Paramount.
I still ain't logged into that shit.
You gotta just sit, bro. I'm about to send it to you again. It's up to probably about now.
All right, yeah, you're right. But I had your HBO Max, but now you don't have it anymore. And
I got that shit through my phone service, but I ain't got that phone service anymore.
You got the same phone service as me now.
Yeah. Get that motherfucking Paramount added on there. Yeah.
I don't know why I pay for Disney Plus so long. I could probably cancel that shit
until something comes out. That
until the Star Wars, because I don't watch anything Disney unless Star Wars shit.
I ain't gonna lie, The Simpsons is on there, so that's what keeps me like wanting to have it. Really? Like I
like the idea of watching something like when I just feel like it on a random one. Because like I'll watch a Star Wars movie or I'll watch Clone Wars randomly.
Just put them on.
Or a Disney movie.
I'm thinking about rewatching X-Men, like the old X-Men from the 90s.
There's a bunch of Marvel shit, too. Marvel shit stayed pretty consistent.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess me and Aaron care more about Marvel than...
Yeah, I like it, but there's a lot of shit I haven't seen.
Yeah. I'm really deep in those trenches.
Then you can just take the time to watch it all now, because it's all on Disney+.
You've seen most, or have you not seen all the movies?
I've seen most, but I haven't seen, like, Captain Marvel.
Like the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the new one that came out with all the chicks, the Marvels. Haven't seen any of Loki.
Oh, man.
Fire season.
And I didn't see the Winter Soldier.
Clap it up for Loki. Falcon. No, I'm kidding.
Nah, you need to watch Loki.
That's a good one. That's probably one of the best ones. WandaVision is a good one, too.
And Moon Knight.
I've seen WandaVision.
Moon Knight is fire.
I've seen Moon Knight.
You've seen Moon Knight, too?
Yeah, okay. I finished Moon Knight.
Well, you got a little bit. You got a little bit under your
enough belt. In your system.
Yeah, I've seen Moon Knight. I've seen all the movies other than the ones I've mentioned.
Okay. Yeah, no. No, like, I love Disney Plus, though. I just sometimes it's cool to go in there for nostalgia, too.
Yeah, I guess.
And want to watch, like,
Disney movie
cartoon.
Okay,
like that.
So, like we said earlier, this is, like, our third time recording overall. Second attempt at the first episode. And then we did this topic in the first recording, the very, very first recording. Or the second recording, whatever. And we talked about it with other people, and this became a huge debate amongst, like, a group of friends.
Yeah, this thing made a buzz.
So we've had time to really sit on it, have some backing behind why we feel this.
My answer's still the same.
Apples or oranges?
I have to stick true to oranges, man. I fuck with an orange way more. Like, apple, I get what you guys say, that it's more versatile, but a fresh orange just does something. It's different.
Yeah, I'm going apple.
I'm going Apple as well because I ain't peeling that shit.
Oh, God.
They're not that hard to peel.
It's just too much work. Okay. It's too much work I got to do before. I just want to bite that up.
I just want to nom, nigga. Uh-huh.
I don't like an apple because it's like so solid. I like oranges because they're softer. Like me biting into an apple.
Soft ass, teeth. Nigga. Fragile ass, nigga. Fragile mouth ass. Oh, little baby mouth ass, bitch.
Fucking hard.
Apples
ass.
Is like you like
ass teeth. Just went in on you for no fucking reason.
Apples, I just feel like are like you said more round, like well rounded. You can do bro, so you can much.
Put that shit in salad. You put peanut butter on that bitch. And your caramel apple apples. Pie. I prefer apple juice fucking, over fucking orange juice.
Orange juice.
I love both of those pretty equally though. I will say that much for the juice, but for the fruit itself, apple, for sure. Yeah.
You know what's really difficult? Fucking pineapples or star fruits.
I'm going pineapple on that.
Yeah, I definitely go
pineapple. I like star fruit, but
I can't say I've had a lot of star fruit, so I can't really judge it.
I've had it like once or twice in my whole life, but
I wasn't asking either or. I'm just saying both are difficult to.
Oh, just to eat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like pineapple.
Pineapples hurt the fucking hole damn near. Like, all pointy and shit. Yeah, no.
Like you
why
need
are you
a knife?
Eating the pointy part of the pineapple?
No, I mean, like...
no. You know you're not supposed to, bro.
No, I'm just being, you know, like, picking it up and, like, just handling that motherfucker. Even the leaves at the top is fucking pointy as shit.
I've eaten durian fruit.
Does it really smell like shit?
Not as bad as, like, on TV show. At least the one I had where they over-exaggerated.
Is it good, though?
No, it's fucking disgusting. Really? It tastes like garbage juice.
People say
that it's
real fucking mushy and fucking gross.
I've heard good reviews about it.
I taste
when
I smell. So it's like I've smelled it and it's like, oh, that fucking tastes horrible.
I feel like I've heard like a lot of people saying it's actually really good, but the smell sucks.
No. My cousin liked it. I was like, no, it's real fucking mushy. It's like super fucking, looks like spoiled milk. And it's just fucking gross. I would never ever eat it again. But it doesn't definitely not smell that bad.
Yeah, I'd try it though. I try mostly like any food once.
Except well, for, yeah, like, obviously I gotta domesticated. Try that's animals. Why I've eaten it. It's like somebody likes this.
Yeah. And I feel like they use it for a lot of stuff, I think, right? Or maybe like some other kind of foods. No, that's jackfruit. I'm thinking of something totally different.
All right. Well, I wrote this one down and I had to really think about it myself. Your first concert experience. Versus your favorite concert experience.
Oh.
I can go first because I wrote this one down.
Yeah, go first.
I actually really put some thought into this. So, my very first concert was Asher Roth at the Rave. Now, hear me out. It's not just a Sleep in the Bread Aisle. He had a whole mixtape with DJ Drama, fucking Greenhouse Effect.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that shit was fire. And he also had Paps and Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit was fire. Yeah, Pac Div and shit like that. And I think this is the first time I saw, like, a Milwaukee group or artist fucking the Cranberry Club show. I forget. It's been so long. And they kind of stopped doing shit right away after I saw them. But the Cranberry show or Cranberry Club, that shit was an experience, bro. Like, and to see Asher off. And then, like, I feel bad because he tried to crowd surf, but they dropped him.
Damn. Oh, damn.
He didn't really like college much more after that.
So that's my first concert experience. But like I feel like my favorite is kind of tied, a four-way tie. Seeing Childish Gambino do Because the Internet, because that's in my top three albums of all time. Seeing him do Just That was fucking like insanely epic. Because I love that. I still listen to that album from start to finish to this day. Kid Cudi performing Marijuana while me having a blunt in my hand. And he's just saying, if you got some weed, spark that shit up. And then put pretty green, but all in my, like, crazy. But I think my favorite, my overall favorite, because I was going to say Surviving Travis Scott, but that's kind of fucked. Actually, I want to pause that Travis Scott thing, because I want to talk to you about when we went to go see Baby Keem, because that shit was funny. But my favorite concert experience, hands down to this day, is still Tyler, the Creator at Lollapalooza. That shit was nuts.
Okay.
That shit was insane.
Ooh, favorite.
But while you think about that, you remember when we went to go see Baby Keem?
Yeah.
This is right after the Travis Scott incident happened. And then, like, the DJ was, like, stopped the music and everything. He was like, all right, I'm going to need to see a mosh pit for this song. And he plays Sicko Mode. Yeah. He fucking plays Sicko Mode. I was like, bro, the timing on this is insane.
That shit was OC.
Somebody in the fucking pit being traumatized right now.
I'd be terrified if you're, like, in dead center. If you're, like, dead center, everybody who's, like, looking like they're, duh, like, man. Oh, let's see. My first concert that I can, my first concert actually I can remember would be actually fucking Maroon 5, bro. My very first. I was like 14 at Summerfest.
Nice.
I went with a girl. That explains why. Because I mean, I, back then, like, there was a few Maroon 5 songs.
It's okay to like Maroon 5.
It's okay.
Cool. I like a few Maroon 5 songs.
I just feel like, I don't know.
You ain't got to be Kanye. I like some of the Gaga songs. What the fuck you know about cameras? No, you
fuck they know about Maroon.
I bet you women in DMs know about Maroon 5.
Wait, what?
Because of what happened with, like, he was, like, DMing somebody.
Oh, wait, he was?
The lead singer of Maroon 5.
Oh, Adam Levine?
Yeah, what did he say? I remember what you're talking about.
I really like your body or some shit.
He
was hitting on her, he was flirting on her or some shit,
No, I do remember that. My favorite, though, definitely, you mentioned it, that Childish Gambino, that Deep Web tour, that motherfucker.
You were there?
Yeah, I was there.
Crazy, we were there.
I know, I was there. I remember being dead center and everybody kind of moshed.
Doing crawl?
Yes, that's what it was. That's what it was. I remember the fucking fire shooting up on the stage, and then it was like everybody started like falling forward.
Dog, yeah,
it was
like a big lean. Such an insane time. Such,
everybody went to italics.
Bro, that rollout for that album was so fucking sick with the screenplay and everything. I was hooked, bro. I was reading it, and like I agree with Tyler, that nigga be too cryptic about this shit, bro. Like I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
Just give me the fucking music,
bro. Just give me the music.
Like, I'm trying to read a screenplay and like tap 16 times on a public window just to hear the album.
Like it makes you excited. It makes you excited at first, but when it goes on too long, it just be like, all right, bro, drop that shit.
Roscoe's wetsuit.
Roscoe's wetsuit?
Yeah. Yeah, here's the weed. I mean, the Delta 8, not weed.
The legal stuff.
the legal stuff, not... What about you, Perry? Wait, hold on. What's your favorite? Oh, so Childish Gambino is your favorite?
My favorite. My first is Maroon 5.
All right.
I haven't been to very many concerts. I've only been...
make me happy.
Never go full retarded. Horace Gump didn't go full retarded.
Anyways.
My first concert that I ever went to was a Steve Aoki concert.
Okay.
And that was a really good concert. I enjoyed the shit out of that one.
That's what you say he threw a fucking cake?
Yeah, he throws cakes into the crowd. He was fucking got a couple gallons of orange juice and was just throwing it all over the crowd.
I'd be pissed.
Sticky as kind fuck. Of
and then he blew up like a queen-size air mattress, and he made the crowd hold it like they was crowd surfing. He went up to I was at the Aragon Ballroom in Chicago, and he went up to the second-story balcony. And he started, like, doing a countdown, and then he just jumped and landed onto the air mattress into the crowd. But it's an air mattress, so it's, like, bouncy. He hit it, and then he bounced off and fell into the crowd. I'm like, oh, this fucking guy just killed himself. In a fucking way.
That's your first concert. himself. Yo.
Hillary Banks.
And it's like,
will you marry me?
Oh, man. I don't think he must be bouncing off the crowd like that.
Oh, hell no.
That's OC. So, like, he had people, like, hold it up?
Yeah, he had people hold it up. Just the crowd.
He wouldn't have trust me.
No, hell no. I would have dropped that motherfucker as soon as he jumped.
I would have popped that bitch, bro.
I popped it last minute, and it deflates, and it just splat. That's crazy.
I wouldn't kill him, nah. That's not kind of fucked. Speaking of celebrities, actually, I don't want to talk about Taylor Swift.
Nah,
she gets too much attention. I'm sick of
it. Damn, we're adding to it right now. By continuously talking about it.
I'm just hating that people who don't watch football. I've heard coworkers go,
"Oh, yeah,
Taylor Swift is really putting such and such on the map." Travis I don't even know what fucking players you dating.
I knew Travis Kelce when he was dating that badass black girl.
All I'm saying is. The nigga is a professional a sports player. He makes money. Taylor didn't put him on the map, no.
Like maybe
his life would have been fine without the beat.
He got him a whole bunch of young little white girl fans.
Hey, he has a new fan base now. That's all that is.
All I'm saying is I don't understand why one Taylor song Swift plays at work
next thing you know, fucking play.
Next thing you know, the next 12 songs are Taylor Swift, and every little white girl is sitting there singing their fucking heart out.
I just don't.
Why did you play this one?
Like that music's not like made for like honestly our demographic, yeah, to be honest. But
niggas.
Oh man, yeah, that needs a soundbite.
you definitely need a soundbite.
No, I know it's not supposed to be for our demographic. I just, you know, I don't know. And I shouldn't hate it for that reason, but it's just kind of like, it just really just gives me a teenage girl crying in my pink ass room about some boy who's, I don't fucking know.
And I like some of her songs, but it's always been the same thing. It's never a different story. It's always about a corny little breakup.
Sad ass fucking high school breakup.
Yep. Like, Dad, I'm gonna have to call you
sorry
back.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
I'm gonna have to call you back. It's crazy. Oh, man. My bad. I'm gonna have to call you back.
That was my segue out of Taylor Swift.
yeah, see that. We talked about it a lot.
Because I don't want to talk about it. I mean, shout out Kanye for what he did. to Taylor Swift, not the Jewish people.
fuck. Oh, man.
Kanye's fucking hilarious. Like, a lot of his shit I don't really stand with. But it's fucking
he's good
comedic
content
as fuck, bro.
Bro came out in a black KKK outfit on stage. Like, who
you
thinks
mean,
of that?
Black skinhead, that shit? Man, that's that shit. Yeezus. It's one of my favorite albums.
What a like what fictional characters y'all think is racist? Like
Zoro. I mean, Roronoro Zoro from One Piece. And I will not go into tangent, but that nigga is racist.
I mean, I know enough
Make
about it.
The Grand Line great again. I showed you the video.
Yeah.
Every nigga he's fought and killed has been black. Yeah. The live action, first nigga you see Zoro kill is a nigga.
There has to be some underlying. I feel like there's not. It's not that's not an coincidence.
Oda said. He was talking about the Straw Hat characters. If they were in real life, yeah. He said Zoro would be a police officer. Need I say more?
No, you're right. a real fat ass nigga, man. Fictional characters, I think, are racist.
Oh, Peter man. Griffin.
You know what? I
think
see,
that's playful ignorance.
I think it's like a. I
think
it's
about he wouldn't care about Cleveland.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I feel like
Joe. If anything,
Joe.
If anything,
I feel like Joe is like Joe low key. I feel like Joe low key hates. It's one of the things where I feel like he's like friends with him. He's like the token. Like, I mean, obviously Cleveland is the token black friend, but also like I feel like Joe would like shoot that nigga if he could. Like,
yes, I feel like.
I just feel like, you know, I feel like he would just really like I feel like he would just racially profile the fuck out of him if he was still like
Peter just stupid.
Yeah, Peter just you know.
He's just intrusive. Intrusive thoughts win every time with Peter.
Yeah, but you gotta think Joe has arrested Quagmire and Peter. He's never arrested Cleveland.
Remember when Cleveland came back from the Cleveland show, mm-hmm. and then like their wives banned them from talking to each other because mm-hmm. Chris got spanked by Cleveland's wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't remember the bitch name. Loretta.
Donna.
Yeah,
Loretta was the first one. Yeah.
God.
And they were looking for ways to hang out, and Peter disguised himself as a cop, and he pulled Cleveland over. He started beating him.
Oh,
and Joe came out of nowhere and started beating him.
I remember that.
And it, like they were whispering, like, "It's okay, buddy, I'm with you." But that's what Peter said. And then Joe was like, "You're not wanted here." And he whispered, "You're not wanted here."
Yeah, definitely, Joe.
Like I'm swinging my arm, like they can see me doing it.
But Joe, Joe's racist.
Mm. Yeah.
Frieza from DBZ.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, he's racist. Hello, monkeys.
Do y'all think Mr. Rogers?
He was actually the first guy to put his feet into a pool with a black guy. Not the first guy, but like.
I was like, really?
No, yeah, he wasn't
was
the first
say, well,
guy.
Well, shout out him in his neighborhood. Clap it up for Mr. Rogers, nigga.
Racism was a really big thing. It was like during segregation when the show first came out.
Actually,
and they had, you know, community pools, but there was the black one and then the white one or whatever. The way he fought against that is he had, you know, his mailman was black.
God. Shout out that nigga Rogers, bro.
He made a kiddie pool in his house and they dipped their feet in the pool together to like, the pool should be, you know, all one people. It shouldn't be segregated.
Wasn't a nigga a sniper?
What?
Mr. Rogers was like a sniper in the war or some shit.
Really?
Yeah, he was like a really good. I think I remember like seeing like rumors about this like a long time ago, back when I was in like high school, and I found out I was like, what? And apparently like people were saying he was an assassin, and I'm like, I could see it. But also, I think there is some truth to him being like a sniper during some war.
Imagine like, Mr. Rogers
probably got bodies.
Imagine Mr. Rogers coming to like kill you, and you're like in a dark, like in the warehouse, how we was just walking through, just now, really dark, no lights on or anything, and you just hear, "It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood."
I'm shitting. Yeah. I'm shitting and then running. What do you mean? It's an immediate reaction.
Could
is,
you be mine?
All of a sudden,
I have to go.
Oh God!
Either on myself or out of here, but I have to go.
Last
now.
Thing you hear is a fucking muffle from a damn suppressor, and this shit drop. You're like, whoa, what the fuck?
My neighbor,
dog, like straight. Oh yeah.
Honestly, no. if it was a dark fucking alleyway, if I heard the Kill Bill whistle,
oh yeah,
I might just start yelling, "Rob stole two deadbolts."
Oh man,
I don't think I'd be scared. I'd be like, "Rob stole two deadbolts. This is what a
not you get the killer. Killed. The killer come out." Start dancing with you. And shit. Like,
he cool said shit. He wanna roll and, with me and smoke a bowl of
my weed.
I was
gonna kill
weed.
You, but I ain't gonna do it though. I didn't know you was chill like that.
Like, hey, shit, let's go kill, nigga. Let's go.
I'm on your team now, cuz.
Recruit it.
Modern day Jack the Ripper. Come out singing Chill Bill. That's crazy.
That's funny as fuck.
Okay. We've all seen the show. How would you feel if your dad said, "I love your mom, I really do, but she's more like a pet to me"? How would you react?
I mean, I'm
pulling the mark, bro. I'm swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to throw hands, dog. Yeah. That's my mama.
A pet?
Yes, yeah, OC.
Call yeah. PETA because this bitch is dead.
Oh, man. That's funny. And
so tell us about your relationship with your father.
Great.
Fuck you.
Niggas mad my dad came back.
And that's my story.
My dad actually came home with milk and other groceries.
What's the worst pickup line you've ever used and it actually worked?
I don't even know. I don't know if it's like the worst, but it was pretty corny. I said, "Baby, you're like a mirror because I can't see myself without you," or some shit like that. I said that shit in like high school.
What did he say? I had to read which fucking thing. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember clowning my homie because he said, and I quote, "What's the dealio to a bitch at the beach?"
Wow. What's the dealio?
Did it work?
No.
Oh.
L mans, bro.
Man.
L fucking mans.
One of y'all got to do that. I'm going to record it. I'm going to let y'all know the results. Or I'll do it. Whatever.
The pickup line that I used was pretty corny too, but it was, "Girl, are you coffee? Because you're hot and you're the first thing I want in the morning."
And wait, it worked?
Yeah, it worked. Yeah. No, it worked. I don't care.
I mean, if it worked, it worked. That's all.
Maybe
that
the crickets kind of.
Oh,
me.
You gave me crickets?
I gave you the womp womp, then the crickets right after.
Damn.
Yeah.
It works, so I don't care.
Hey, no, that's what matters. You know, that's
hey,
what
you
matters.
Know what?
Hey, that's what matters.
I feel like spamming the clap button is just like my favorite thing to do. Like, literally, just say something random. Do it.
She.
That doesn't work.
Make it clap. Make it clap.
I poo poo by myself today.
You know what? That deserves it.
A lie.
Oh man. You ever remember random things from like your childhood? Like I just like random bits. Like I remember when my mom used to wipe my own ass. Like I don't know why. Like,
freaky ass right. boy.
I'm saying, like, I remember that shit. Like I just remember like it's just certain things you remember. Like
I definitely remember your mom wiping my ass too.
Fuck you. Oh man, incontinent ass.
Fuck.
Did she used to put her finger in yours?
Oh, bro, man, that's a different issue there. That's
I'm just imagining his mom listening to this and, baby, why are you letting him talk about it like this?
She would never listen to this. She knows this shit is obscene. She would not do it. Speaking of pickup lines, man, like, we work in a bar and we see a lot of shit all the time. Like, we got to talk about, like, these niggas, man.
The aggression that some of these niggas have, bro. To literally go out your way to grab a woman by the arm, pull them closer is insane to me. I saw that shit happen in Detroit one time, at my first time at a nightclub in Detroit.
Yeah.
This nigga had a gun visible, so she was scared. I saw it. I saw the fear in her face. He's like, come here, bitch. And then she's just like... And I'm
bro
like,
was really Shorty from fucking not Shorty, the dude from Don't Be a Menace. Like, give me, I bet you I get a phone number. Give me your fucking
break
number.
Your number, fool.
Told you I get it.
Funniest part is she pulled that motherfucker back out on his ass. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I
don't
know.
Getting it in on the dance floor.
I just like, you I know, situations so like that.
Please, man, I got these cheeseburgers, man. I'll suck your dick. What'd you say to me?
But no, some of these niggas really are just like it's comical to watch.
It makes me like mad.
Right, like dude, why are you trying so hard?
Like bro, but like yeah, like
so fucking hard.
It's weird, like or like I don't know. I see that type of it just pisses me off because it's like you're not getting anywhere. You're scaring the fucking hoes first and foremost. You're scaring them half to death, and then
that phrase is just so hilarious.
Scaring the hoes. Yeah, no.
It's always funny to see him be down like $100 buying her drinks and then they just disappear.
Hey Siri,
and bro's all like, where the fuck did she go?
Exactly.
That's fucking hilarious every time.
Yeah, it's just like, no, scaring a hoes is such a funny phrase. Because I feel like it's like, it's so universal too. Like people will play like some music in the car, or like play like, niggas play like Eminem or some shit. And you like, bro, you scaring a hoes. Or are you playing fucking...
20. Why are you playing Stan right now?
Oh, God. It's, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, you're supposed to be playing some shit for the, you know?
Oh, no, it probably didn't work.
But, nah. Nah. Last week, I actually seen it was this girl walk by, and this dude, who actually comes in the bar all the time, he's pretty problematic as it is. He grabbed her arm, and now she's walking away. Like, she snatched away, and she was like, don't grab me, bitch. I was like, oh. I was like, first of all, I mean, you kind of bold because this nigga was like a hood nigga. And I thought he was about to go off on her ass. But luckily, thankfully, he didn't. He just like apologized and shit. But I'm like, you just shouldn't have done that in the first place. You don't grab a woman's arm as they're walking for multiple reasons.
Right. You don't grab anybody like that.
Exactly.
Like, trying to hit
keep
on
your
woman.
Hands to yourself.
Like, at least
consent.
A tap. Like, at least a tap to right. get her attention. But grabbing her arm is crazy to me.
Yeah. Shit, what are you nice. Trying to accomplish?
Yeah.
Niggas think they scorpion.
Get over here! Forcing him, bro.
Bro, I'm getting better seats. That's the first thing I do. When I get some money, I'm going to get a better seat than this wooden stool fucking seat, bro. Every time I move out here.
I know I definitely got the best seat in the house.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. It leans back. It fucking spins.
Yeah. You don't have a back rest.
Speaking of back, dude wipes. Do you ever feel not so fresh down there? What did you say? Is that what you said?
Yeah. You ever get that not so fresh feeling down there?
Swamp ass is a bitch.
Dog, yeah, that should be. Even after a good fart, bro, just go in there and get the dude wipe out. You know what I mean?
Guys, that's why I love dude wipes. Ever since I got them, I haven't experienced fucking swamp ass ever.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I gave him his first. Like that's something to be proud of. I gave this nigga wet wipes, bro. Scented wet
like
wipes.
I've used
I was going to say flavored.
Before.
Scented fucking wet wipes, bro. But like, actually, have you looked at wet wipes? You can't really flush them. Some of them are not.
Some, you have to get the flushable kind, yeah, but then they're always just flushable. Like normal, like, you know what I mean?
So I'm like, why can't I flush
something
it,
something about dude wipes, though, boy.
Yeah, that they just hit different. Just because it says dude.
Hit really. Different. Hit different.
Yeah.
Hit different. Yeah. Hit different. I got dude wipes, hit different.
like swamp ass, that shit is not fucking fun.
Hopefully one day sponsored by Dew Wipes.
Yeah. Y'all ever like farted and like scratched the itch that was in your ass?
Like it was yes.
It was itching a little bit.
I was finna hit crickets. Well, he got something to say.
Go ahead. No, yes. You fucking fart and he got to like that, right?
Hit that right point. He's nodding his head. He doesn't want to admit it. He's nodding his head. He also is nodding.
So many of you guys can't see, Chris is definitely shaking his head. Yes, right?
No, and the funniest part about it, I feel like it scratched your ass a little bit better than if you did it yourself.
Oh, for real.
And the best part is you don't have a smelly finger afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just you kind of lean up a little bit. You just really let that hold.
When they go like up a little bit. They go like up the crack to the back. You ever had that?
I actually
up
have
the crack
had
back,
that.
Wham to the wham to the fillet face.
Hey, dog.
Wham to the bam to the behind the legs, farting with the leg in the air. Fillet.
Look at that. Oh, bop, bop, loo, bop, bop, bam, boom. Look at that. Booty footy. Oh, nudie. My booty tootie. Oh,
dude wipes.
Yeah, dude wipes.
Get dude wipes. It'll change your life.
Yeah. Sponsor us, please. Please. Just give me free for life. I don't even need money.
Oh, God. Don't give me money.
Just give me free dude wipes for life, bro.
Just a lifetime supply. Please. Wiping my ass, man.
Bro, like, help us. Proud sponsors by
number one fans.
Nah, yeah, at this
point. Niggas has been talking about Dew Wipes for more than 10 minutes. Please sponsor us.
Oh, God.
Back to your regular.
I'd get a Dew Wipe chain, bro. Ice that bitch out.
Hey, that'd be kind of hard.
And then when you take it out, it's little actual Dew Wipes and shit like that.
It's like a tissue box. Nah, it's fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah, when people shake my hand, I'll take that out and like wipe my hand with it.
Right.
And then it'd be a gimmick, but I also don't want people's germs on.
No, I understand completely.
That still work.
Damn. We need matching Dew Wipe chains with the actual Dew Wipes.
When we get sponsored by Dew Wipes, I'll get the chain.
Yeah.
Do your Dew Wipe chains hang low? Do it wobble to the flow? Does it clean your stinky ass? Do it stank? No, it don't.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I think we're going to call it for this episode. This has been the Mildly Offensive Podcast, first episode, take three. If you like what you're hearing and you like some of the shit we're talking about, we're going to keep coming at you guys like a
dude wipe coming to clean your asshole.
Thank you. Yes, just like that. I am Sad Boy Micah.
Sad Boy Av.
Sad Boy P. Signing out.
We are signing out. And before you go, remember, Dew Wipes. Keep it fresh. Or whatever the fucking slogan for that shit is.